There is in our gospel a very hopeful phrase that should give us great comfort. Jesus says, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded to sift all of you like wheat. But I have prayed that your own faith may not fail. And once you have turned back, you must strengthen your brothers." What a great promise Jesus offers to Peter. Even though Peter is going to deny that he knows Jesus 3 times, Jesus says, "When you turn back." And that's what our celebrations this Easter week are all about. Turning back to God. Recognizing that there are ways and times where we have lived our lives at a distance from God. And that distance has caused us to put our priorities in the wrong order and think that things will bring us happiness that just can't and won't. So Jesus tells Peter, "You'll make your mistakes, but when you turn back..." And I think he says exactly the same thing to us. When you finally get ready to turn back, then you will be able to encourage and sustain others by your faith. You've taken during the gospel reading the part of the crowd. It's very helpful for us to pay attention to this gospel where there are 3 crowds that gather together. The first crowd is a group of pilgrims that meet Jesus on his way into Jerusalem, wave their palms and say, "Hosanna in the highest." They're excited. They're happy. They're ready to have a party. But their faith isn't strong. They will eventually turn into the second crowd, who at times stand with Jesus, but at other times are the ones who will say, "Crucify him." The third crowd are the group of people, mostly women, who follow Jesus on the way of the cross, humbly, silently. They have come to understand that they cannot do anything to stop the momentum that is built up, that is going to take Jesus to his death. So they do what he has asked of them. They stay with him. They walk silently and quietly. This week, we participate as the crowd at all 3 times. Today on Palm Sunday, we are the ones who are celebrating and saying, "Hosanna." On Good Friday, we will be the ones in the crowd who say, "Crucify him." And then we will walk like the women, silently and humbly. And on a couple of the days of our feast this week, we will leave our celebrations in silence, walking humbly, following Jesus. This is a wonderful week for us to ask ourselves, how do I fit into that crowd? And then how do I learn to walk on my own and turn back to Christ, stand with Christ, follow Christ in the way he lives? Christ stays innocent, innocent, as he meets these crowds, as he's crucified. Innocence comes when we stay in God's love. We've all sinned and will sin again. But we become innocent if we let God's love be in us. Then we reside in that innocence and know God's love forgives us. We say during the Mass, "He who comes to take away the sins of the world, The sins of the world are taken away when we turn back and are in God's love. In God's love, we are totally forgiven. So we need to learn to walk quietly in innocence. Not like the bravado of those with Jesus who say, should we fight them? Should we draw a sword? Should we win an argument? Should we tell them how bad they are? Should we judge them? Should we criticize them? Jesus says, enough of this. Enough of it. It doesn't work. And we are asked in our own lives to challenge ourselves to understand that combativeness and that kind of resistance and that kind of violence are destructive. It's what the momentum is built on. It's why when you hide in a crowd, you can say, crucify him. Because you say to yourself, everybody else says it. I'm just doing what everybody else is doing. As if that relieves us of the burden of participating in violence. Jesus Christ comes to say to us, isn't it time in your world for the violence to end? Oh, you want the big violences to end, the wars and the destruction, but the violence is in your daily life, your judgments, your gossips, your criticisms, your condemnation of one another. You want to keep up with those. But my brothers and sisters, they do not work. Better to leave those behind, turn back, and live in the innocence that comes from God's love and God's forgiveness. He offers us this week, as we walk the way of the cross with Jesus, a clear vision of what needs to change in our lives. May we truly and completely enter into this week of celebrations, that we may know the gift that Christ has brought to us, and have the grace and the faith and the courage to turn back and to be in God's love and forgiveness.